The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Aaron Sommers of the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Aaron, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you so much for having a few minutes to talk with me today, Senator. Sure. I really appreciate it. Can you start with the, is there any update on the criminal justice reform bill in the last couple of days? And maybe if you can also reiterate why this particular bill is so important to you.
Yeah, picking up co-sponsors on a pretty regular basis. Okay. For any of your readers that worry about whether it's soft on law enforcement, I think picking up Senator Cruz as a co-sponsor last week is proof that it's not soft on crime.
Yeah.
So this would be 17 Democrats and 17 Republicans that are co-sponsors. That's more than a third of the Senate. And then you have probably altogether 30 Republicans that will vote for it. So that's a majority of the Republican caucus. And probably all but a handful of Democrats will vote for it. So if we got 75 votes, it ought to come up. But Leader McConnell doesn't want to bring it up. So then what do we hope to accomplish? Two parts. One is prison reform. The other one, sentencing reform. On prison reform, we're going to follow on patterns set by states that have been successful in reducing recidivism. In other words, people commit a crime, they go back to prison. That's very costly, and it's another crime. So what we, by training people before they leave the prison, you reduce crime, you reduce the cost to the taxpayers of going back into prison, because that's a costly care of people. And so then that 90% of the prisoners in the United States are under state law, but we're trying to do under federal law for the 10% that are in federal prison what states have been successful at doing. The other part of it is sentencing reform. Because of mandatory minimum sentences, where judges don't have much leeway on, they have to sentence according to what the crime says the sentence must be. There's some unfairness in that system, and we're trying to make it more fair by giving a person that's maybe been in prison on a 25-year prison sentence. Maybe he's served 2 or 3 years, and then he gets the idea, well, this isn't right. He can go back before the same prosecutor and the same judge and plead a case that maybe his sentence ought to be reduced, and how much is up to the judge, but just reduce the sentence, let's say from 25 to 15 years. He's not going to walk, but it brings more fairness to it. Yeah. So I hope something that the president supports. We got bipartisan support in the Senate. We pre-conference with the House of Representatives, so it'll pass easily there, that we can get it brought up and end with a good product.
Why do you think the Senator McConnell has been blocking or not moving it forward right now? Has he given you any explicit reasons, or he's just not interested?
The explicit reason is he doesn't have time for it in the last 2 weeks of the session. I suspicion, although he hasn't said so, that he doesn't like the contents of the bill.
Yeah. Okay. Could you give me an update on the situation with the farm bill, speaking of other bills that have been discussed of trying to get them done before the session ends?
Yeah, either this week or next week it'll be up. I don't think it'll take a lot of debate. And I haven't made up my mind absolutely, but I like practically everything in the bill, but they gutted my amendment to put a cap on what one farmer can get, and to make sure that that person is a farmer, not a city slicker.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that out. So I may vote against it because I think they're wasting a lot of taxpayers' money.
Okay. I'm just going to catch up really quick.
I expect that it'll get to the president, though, for signature, even over my objection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could you talk a little bit about your decision, and I realize you announced this a couple of weeks ago, but to switch from the Judiciary Committee to the Finance Committee for next session?
Yeah. It deals more with the silly rules of the Republican caucus. It says how long you can be chairman of a committee and how long you can be a ranking member.
Oh, okay.
And that's 6 years, so I got 2 years that I can be ranking, 2 years that I can be chairman of both judiciary and finance. But to do finance next time, 21 and 22, but we're not in the majority, I can't be ranking member there. So,
okay.
So I can be chairman now of finance, and then whether we're in the majority or minority, I get to either be chairman of judiciary again or ranking member of judiciary.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, we've had a very successful 4 years. 61 bill been reported out of our committee, 45 through the Senate, 29 of the 45 have been signed by either Obama or Trump, and all of these bills were bipartisan.
Okay. What are you hearing from Iowans right now? What's really at the forefront of their concerns as the year ends?
Well, nothing really sticks out like you would expect, because we normally get maybe 100 or 200 out of 1,000 emails we get a day that might be on one subject. But you get something. Now, I get this report every morning. In fact, listen, I can just answer your question more specifically here if you let me do it.
Sure.
Just as soon as I get my iPhone working. Let's see. You know, these things, there, now it's working.
I was going to say, if I ever need to look up something on my computer when I'm talking with someone on the phone, it doesn't work. Like,
okay.
If there's an expectation for technology to work, it won't.
Yeah. Here's today's report.
Okay.
Over the weekend, we received 1,145 messages. Among the personal messages, 11 people contacted your office regarding court filings from the Mueller investigation. 435 supported the deal to close the Medicare Part D donut hole. 63 supported a bill called PAST, P-A-S-T. I don't know what the acronym stands for. I'll have to look that up. 34 opposed cuts to Social Security and Medicare. And they don't have to worry about cutting Social Security and Medicare. That isn't going to happen anyway, but we still get letters on it. 23 oppose something called the tool elks to keep them from being extinct. And 21 supported authorizing the Land and Water Conservation Act. As of today, we're 7,606 letters behind, but only 38 of those are longer than 60 days from being answered.
Okay. Now, one last question that I have. Could you comment on Senator Flake's insistence that the Senate vote on a bill to protect Robert Mueller and what impact that's having on the Judiciary Committee right now?
Yeah. Obviously, I support Senator Flake because I am chairman of the committee that bill came out of, so I will vote for it if he gets it up.
Yeah.
Then the impact it's had is for the last 3 weeks, the last 3 weeks of session, we haven't been able to hold a committee meeting of judiciary because if there isn't bipartisan support for a judge and Flake votes against every judge, then we would lose those judges 10 to 11, where normally they'd get out of committee at least 11 to 10. And if they had some Democrat support, they would get out even by a bigger margin.
Yeah. Do you have any comments on the status of the Mueller investigation or any of the information that's come out in the last week?
It's pretty hard to draw any conclusions other than that the two people coned to be sentenced. He lied. And so a lot of things he says, I don't know whether have much credibility.
Yeah.
But I do want the Mueller investigation to proceed to end.
Thank you, Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.